Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, when we talk about Adderall, an addiction to various and sundry medications that you can come across, this is one that can be awfully confusing, but you see that on college campuses, it's being way over abused. My guest is Erica Spiegelman. She's an addiction specialist and counselor. So, Erica, speak about Adderall, because this is being used to treat symptoms of ADHD, but I'm seeing people are taking it for other than those medical reasons. It's being passed around college campuses. What's going on with Adderall?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes, the college campuses are just being flooded with Adderall right now. We have some statistics that, you know, there's 44% of all college students, have admitted to using Adderall non-medicinally. So it's right now, I think, something that is a you know, a fad that's going around, and college students believe that they're going to be more efficient, that they can do their work, you know, better and somehow perform better if they take this medicine. And this is really being abused, and it's really what it is speed, and it's an amphetamine, and it really has had really negative side effects on people that are taking it in non-medicinal ways. There's been seizures reported, people going into an early psychosis, having panic attacks, and panic attacks and some other kinds of psychosis, which could be, you know, that bipolar sets in or different things have set in for people that are susceptible to it.
So what are some of the things to expect? First of all, you said it's like speed. So it's going to increase your heart rate and blood pressure, maybe keep you awake longer. Is that what they're using it for? To study, to focus more, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's just to fight fatigue, but there's, you know, many reports of insomnia. People don't sleep for days at a time. You know, your heart rate, it's not good for people with any kind of heart issues. A lot of the kids also take it to parties so they could drink longer and stay up and take, you know, people and are binge drinking. The percentages have just gone through the roof in terms of how they're using it with alcohol.
Okay, so what do we do about this problem? Speak to the listeners and then also to, you know, the doctors prescribing this. How can we keep control of the people that really do need this, the ADHD, are using it to get through college, to focus, to, you know, give them that focus that they need to get through a college degree, and yet how do you stop that from cruising around the campuses? Can you even?
Well, I don't know if you can, but I think education is really key. There are, and it's a valid point to make, there are people out there that really do need it and that are really, you know, being prescribed this medication, and that it's very helpful for them. But at the same time, it's falling into the wrong hands. And the doctors, what I've seen and what I've found is that there's, you know, kids come in and complain that their grades are dropping, and their parents get concerned, and the parents, you know, back them up, and they go into the doctor, and the doctor writes the prescription. I would really have at least two other opinions. I would go to at least three doctors to really see if your child needs this. There could be a doctor that the child has heard of that is easy with the pen and that will prescribe to people. I've heard that's been happening a lot, too. Kids will, you know, talk to each other, and there's some there's some information being passed around. But I would really think that people need to be educated. There's some great programs that are trying to go around to college campuses to, you know, increase the awareness, teach kids that it's very dangerous, especially to mix it with the alcohol. I think a lot of the young girls are taking it to control their weight. So that's another issue. It really suppresses the appetite. And so we're finding that there's a lot of eating disorders around Adderall as well.
Now, is there a medication? We can come back to it, but is there a medication that's approved to mitigate the Adderall withdrawal? I mean, sometimes they use a medication to help with the withdrawal from one medication.
No, I don't believe so. No.
Okay, so this is one that if you are a college student or somebody who is taking it not for the reason it was intended, then you're going to have withdrawal symptoms just as if you were addicted to anything else.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sleepless nights. People, I've had some clients where it's taken them, you know, two to four weeks to actually get them back to their homeostasis and balance. It really is something that messes with the system. And the brain, you know, it has such an effect on the neurons in your brain, that is why we're seeing psychosis, you know, people having panic disorders and panic attacks, that kind of thing.
Is there a difference between outpatient treatment and inpatient treatment when it comes to addiction to Adderall or really any of these kinds of medications that you're addicted to?
Well, the actual treatment outpatient is, you know, there's groups and there's individual therapy, family therapy, group therapy. But what outpatient actually provides is a chance for these people to continue to go to school, continue to go to work, continue on with their day lives and their routine. Inpatient is more intense, an intensive experience with individual therapy, outpatient therapy, but you're sleeping there. So you're really immersed in it. And it's really wonderful for people that need to get out of their environment if their environment is toxic or negative or unhealthy, you know. So sometimes people really have to get out of that environment in order for them to become clear mentally, physically, and emotionally. So I think that is really, you have to talk to a professional and assess what's best for you.
Is Adderall an easy addiction? Is it one of those, like, you know, I know OxyContin or codeine, some of those you can become addicted to pretty quickly. Is Adderall that quick of an addiction as well?
I believe it is in a lot of ways. Mentally, I've had a lot of mothers that are on it, you know, that are busy, that have, you know, a million different errands and kids and work and all these things to juggle, and they start taking it and they feel alert, awake, and they can do anything. They can take on the day. It is like speed, literally. So I know that mentally that has been reported as a really strong addiction. Physically, though, I think oxycodone and those other painkillers are faster physically to affect your body. So you'll physically start feeling bad if you don't take them. With Adderall, I think there are withdrawals when you stop taking them, headaches and insomnia. But I think mentally people get addicted to that, you know, that feeling of being so efficient immediately and not being hungry and kind of being superwoman or superman.
So when you're in withdrawal, when you're breaking that addiction to Adderall, and if you were using it to be superwoman or super kid,
right,
college student, whoever
right,
it is, It turns you into the other direction. Depression, you can have, you know, sleeplessness, anxiety, insomnia, all of these things.
Right.
I'm just saying that would, you know, different than maybe cocaine or heroin or even alcohol. This is something that the addiction itself is also the problem with the withdrawal, which is what you're looking for from this.
Right. Well, it's not sustainable, and that's the problem. You know, I mean, not that any of these drugs or alcohol are sustainable, you know, but especially with this Adderall, it will, your tolerance again increases. So you need to take more as time goes on. And so what happens with that is even stronger heart palpitations, even more anxiety, and the negative side effects just increase. So people really, you know, when they come to the end, are, you know, have had so many consequences. Their family members are so concerned. There's so many red flags and warning signs that people just start seeing immediately because the behavior and the moods change so increasingly. I mean, people report such mood swings, personality changes. So, I mean, this is something that comes to a rough halt, I would say.
Okay, so in the last sort of minute that we have left, Erica, give us your best advice for Adderall addiction, what's going on in the college campuses today, how we possibly can get a little bit of a semblance of control of it, and where people can find out more about you.
Yes. Well, I would definitely have parents, you know, talk to their children and ask them, you know, if their friends are taking Adderall, if they've ever taken Adderall, and really get the facts. Go to your local, go to your local doctor, your local counseling center, or a therapist, and really understand and read up on it, because it can be something that really debilitates people in terms of thinking that you can use it and then move on with your life. People become very addicted to the feeling of it, and then feel like they can't perform well without it, and that is a big danger. It's something that I think we're dealing with, in college campuses, in grade schools, all over the place. And you could find me at ericaspiegelman.com and at Erica Spiegelman on Twitter.
Thank you so much. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD.